Hey, friends. So, I think I need to take this summer off. I will be uploading new episodes when I can, but I will also be playing some oldie but goodies this summer while I just, you know, get my life together and, you understand. Being home all summer long with kids is a challenge. So, please know that I will continue the show. I will continue uploading new episodes when I can. And I will be back full force in the fall. Please enjoy this episode from the very beginning of Why Mommy Drinks with Anna Ortiz.
Celebrate good times. Come on. Hello. My kids started school. Did your kids start school?
You know it.
Did your kids start school?
I am the happiest person in the whole entire world.
Freedom. I won't let you down.
I will not give you up.
My kids are in school. Everyone shut the fuck up.
Mom, you seem so much happier.
I see. It's like a weight, like 250-pound weights have lifted. Welcome to Why Mommy Drinks. I'm Betsy Stover.
And I'm Amanda Allen.
And this episode, we are joined by Anna Ortiz. Hello.
What's up, mi gente? A little bilingual action for y'all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
De nada.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds awesome.
It means you're welcome?
De nada, yes. Mi gente is my people.
My people.
And I think we all are, you know, very simpatico here.
Yeah. I like it.
Anna is an actress. You're our producer.
I've only produced kids, but other than that.
We should make sure everybody does a complete. And you're a producer of human beings.
You're a Hollywood producer. I've produced children in Hollywood.
That's what I produce.
So real quick, I have 3 kids, 6, 5, and 1, mm-hmm. all boys.
I have a 6-year-old boy and twin 4-year-old girls.
And what do you got?
I have an 8-year-old daughter, and my son is 5, but he will be 6 at the end of September. So.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Big kids.
Huge.
I feel like last time I saw your kids, they were very little.
I think they were. I think you were pregnant last time I saw you.
That sounds right. Yeah. I think that's right. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So school. Our kids are in school.
Yes.
Yay.
So, is your youngest in kindergarten?
He is. He did TK last year because of his birthday. They wouldn't let him in kindergarten. Yep. So, now he's in kindergarten. She's in third grade. They're Carpenter over here. So, it's all good.
Awesome.
Yeah, they love it.
So, you're, like, in that zone where they all are in, like, school.
Yes.
No more preschool. No more.
No. Preschool. Good riddance to preschool.
Yeah. We're trying to decide if we're going to hold back the girls a year because they would be the youngest ones.
Do it.
Oh, yeah. That would be an advantage.
Do it. It is my regret. Oh, it was my husband and I fought.
No, it's an advantage to be oldest, isn't it?
Yeah. Hold them back. I can't tell you enough. My daughter was right in the sweet spot, so they put her in, and she's right at her age, and she's doing great.
Yeah.
But it's just, if I had the chance, all I'm saying is I was right. He was wrong. Per use.
Yep.
And yet he won that fight, but at least I get to gloat for the rest of time.
Oh, that's an advantage. I can get behind that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like I keep thinking about when they're older, like when they're 16.
Well, here's the thing. They're holding back all the boys. So you have to understand, my daughter is going to be in a class, you know, in 4th, 5th grade, she'll be her age, and she's going to be in a class with boys who are a year, 2 years older than her.
And older.
I'm not down with that.
Yeah.
I'm really not down with all these, you know, boys who are going to be much older than her, and she's going to be the young one, and she's a beautiful girl. She's very, you know, she's a sensitive kid, and to me, the advantage would have been had she just had a little bit more, you know, she could have just been a little bit more time.
Maturity.
Keep her young. Yep. Absolutely.
That's what I'm, after seeing Wes in school, I was like, kindergarten was no joke. I mean, it's not like crazy, but it's like they have to sit and do all of this work. And
are they in public school?
Yeah.
Public school?
Yeah.
Us too.
Yeah.
So it's homework up the wazoo.
Yeah.
Dude, we went, I checked out a school called Wonderland, which is like a gifted magnet, or it's like.
My girlfriend's kid goes there, Layla. She loves it.
My son would have gone into would be in third grade there, and we asked how much homework, and they said an hour and a half a night.
What the fuck? It's not okay.
It's
to me,
crazy
it's
pants.
Not. It's gonna like completely ruin them.
Also, like all the research that has come out recently is like homework is it doesn't benefit
exactly. In it stresses them out.
Yeah, stresses them out. Mm-hmm. They're not experiencing their childhood as much as they should be when they're home. They should be home. Yeah.
It makes them resent school instead of like learning. Exactly. You know, it's like I have to sit here and do this instead of like wanting to. I don't remember doing that much homework when I was younger. Fifth grade,
I think it really started.
Yeah.
No. Like, I think we had to do, like, science project or, like, a bigger
book report.
Yeah.
Science project.
And nothing that was, like, what they do now, like, where they come home with packets of worksheets to do at home.
I'm getting anxiety right now. I'm literally getting anxiety
Well, that's
right
the
now.
Thing. Like, I think all summer long we're like, oh, my God, if they could just go to school. And then once they're in school, it's like, oh, God, I'm getting up at 5:30 in the morning.
Girl.
I've got to help you with homework.
Girl.
There's all this scheduling.
But it's public school. It irritates me because all my girlfriends who are in private school, they're like, oh, no, we don't have homework. They don't believe in it. They don't believe in testing. They don't believe in grades. They don't believe in it. I'm like,
well, Lottie fucking died.
I know. Well, I don't have to pay $30,000.
No, take that. You take that.
I'm going to go buy some shoes. No,
that's it right there. Yeah. Well, I had like a miracle moment. So the first day of school, Wes came home. He's like, I loved it. And then he was like, listen, I want to eat in the cafeteria from now on. And I was like, you got it.
Oh my God.
I'm begging my kids to do it. Me too. Begging.
They won't do it.
My kids won't either.
He was so excited.
He won't eat any of that shit.
He was like, it's grilled cheese tomorrow. There's fruit, grilled cheese, and juice, and I get to pick what I want. And he's like, don't send me with any food. Just make sure I got money on my car.
Nice. Oh, my God. That's like my fantasy.
I was like, you got it.
My fantasy.
I'm so happy.
I'm desperately trying to get them into that cafeteria.
Every night.
Please don't make me. I can't make
the shackles of making a sandwich shackles.
Sandwich shackles. No, my love. My children won't even eat sandwiches.
No, my kids won't eat that.
They won't eat a sandwich. I'm like,
what are you sending
them? I'm making pesto tortellini.
Because
you know what? That Trader Joe's spinach tortellini.
They love it.
2 minutes to cook.
They love it.
Throw a tablespoon of pesto on it. Boom, bing, bong.
My kids love
that
exact thing.
Maybe they just have very high tastes. Yeah. Pesto.
Pesto tortellini.
Pesto.
Mom hack.
Pesto tortellini. And it takes 3 minutes.
Not even.
3 minutes. So, yeah. But no sandwiches.
Yeah. All like, I feel like my online mom group, everyone's like, I'm losing my mind about lunches. What do your kids eat? And everyone's like, well, my kid eats hummus. And I'm like, what?
I cannot.
So every day it's like a sandwich, some cut up cucumbers, some chips. Call it a day.
Yeah, girls.
Half of which comes back home by
that.
Oh, yeah, they don't eat it. Well, the girls
I feel
went
like
to
all
this
the time,
new
I'm
school.
Like, well, why didn't you eat?
Yeah.
What's that?
No, they went to a new school. And it's a Jewish school, so there's no meat allowed.
It's a public school and it's a Jewish school?
No. This one's their preschool. Oh, these are still in preschool. So I don't know how to make, I don't know why, but it crippled me. And so I was like, I don't know what to do. I can't put meat in this lunch. Now, they're not like giant meat eaters.
No meat at all.
No.
Because they were just like, everything
no shellfish,
should be dairy.
No meat.
Because of the dairy thing. Yeah.
So I was like, I cut up cucumbers. And I put in some fruit, and then I put in some shredded wheat.
Nice.
I was like, I don't know.
Why not?
Cheese stick, apples, and then I like threw it all in there. I was like, it's like a snack lunch.
By the way, that sounds delicious.
Right. Like I would eat it, and I'd feel happy.
Yeah.
And they only want snacks, so I was like, they're gonna be super happy.
Exactly.
But then when I picked them up, they were like, we think you forgot to send their lunch.
Oh, fuck you.
I would. See, this is why I hate preschool. This is why I hated preschool. I hated it.
That is so passive aggressive.
No. Well, wait. But they instead, they weren't.
I think you forgot to. It was full, but it was missing some
everybody
berries.
Everybody else had.
Heck yes. You miss the hummus? I can't. And the pesto tortellini? No.
Not me. I'm not the one.
It was me. It was me, though. Because what I didn't know is they get a snack and they get a lunch at this preschool.
Oh.
And so I put their thing in the snack bin. And so they had no lunch to eat. And they were like, we thought you gave them a lot of snacks.
I take back everything
I just said. I know. So then I'm standing there and I was like, oh. And they were like, it's cool, though. We gave them hot lunch and they ate it up. So then I found out they have hot lunch at this new preschool.
No one hipped you to that.
I was like, oh, and they ate it. And then Benny was like, it was great. There was carrots in it and vegetables. And because it's one of those things when they eat with their friends somewhere they'll eat it.
I'm telling you.
So I was like, 3 days a week, they're doing hot lunch.
I'm so jealous.
Good for you. You know what? You deserve it. You have twin girls.
We can't get out of the house to save our lives. So, like, to make one thing less, like, it feels great to go west, have a great lunch, eat the pizza every day. Yeah. I don't care.
Eat it. I hate making lunches. Just put food in your... I do not know how my son is still standing. I really don't.
Because he doesn't eat.
He doesn't eat. No. So people look at him like, I don't know how he's still alive. Just sheer will. Nope. Sheer will.
He's one of those air eaters or whatever.
I mean, if it's not goldfish... Or a cereal bar. He doesn't want to know about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or like a cracker.
Yeah.
It's just... I got him to finally eat peanut butter and jelly. Yay. And that was a cool thing. But then he just informed me 2 days ago, like, Mom, I don't like peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, great.
Well, guess what, motherfucker? You're going to fucking eat it? Or like, I don't know what else to tell you. Like, you know what I mean?
Dinners and stuff. Because dinners, every Sunday night, I have to plan my whole week of meals.
You're so good.
Because if I don't, every meal is like, oh, fuck, what are we doing? Yep. I guess we're eating frozen bread. Like, we don't even So we have to plan it out or else I'll, like, freak out all
week long. Our babysitter feeds him twice a week, and he loves what she makes. So it'll be like, you know... tacos or chicken tenders, you know, the basics.
Kid food.
Listen, exactly. Yes. It's always kid food. My daughter is brilliant and amazing and eats everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's a genius. She is mine. And my son is... My husband told me when we were dating that he would rather take a pill for breakfast, lunch, and dinner than eat. And I looked him dead in his face like, we might have to break up. We might have to break up because guess what I love more than you? Is eating.
So he is one of those weird eats to live.
Like if
people.
He could have astronaut food every day, if he could have a turkey club every fucking day, he would eat a goddamn turkey club.
I cannot understand how
that's it.
How do you walk around not being obsessed with food?
Or a Chinese chicken fucking salad. That's his jam. That's his jam. That or a fucking turkey club. You know what my girlfriend calls it? She says he eats country club food. She's like, your man just eats country club food.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. That's so...
It's very evocative. Wait, and I feel like what I know about his mom, I feel like that all fits.
Ding dong, ding, ding, ding.
Very interesting. Yeah, Maybe that's the food of his childhood.
It's absolutely is, I'm sure. I'm 100% sure. So my daughter is the good, you know, wonderful, terrific eater. She'll try anything. Even if she thinks it's gross, she'll at least try it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Will she eat sushi?
Oh, yeah.
The girls were like, is this fish?
The salmon, right? They love the salmon.
They were like, this is awesome.
Yeah. At my house, my husband jokes that I'm a brown bear because I'm obsessed with salmon.
It's so healthy.
I'll eat it right out of a stream. I'll catch it with my claws.
Yeah, food. It's never ending. I'm so glad to know that I'm not the only one out there. Like,
dude, there are two kinds of people in the world. Eat to live and live to eat.
Right.
And I definitely live to eat, right?
Oh, we're a divided household. We are the eat to livers and the live to eaters.
I never even met people like that until I went to my stepmom's family's house. And then I was like, what the fuck is
What's
this?
What's wrong with you guys?
You're a grown man. Why aren't you eating more? I didn't understand. I was like eating everyone under the table.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I am all the time. I feel like everywhere I go. But Kate and I both are like that. So in our house, the problem is that we're like, we really need to lose weight.
Totally.
Because we like egg each other on. So it's like, he'll be like, tonight's dollar taco night at Del Taco.
Oh, like, no.
Should I bring home some tacos? No. And this is at like 9:30 at night.
Oh, no.
And of course I'm like, yes. Bring them home.
One of each, please.
And then in the morning we're like, why are we so bad?
Every time Ari works from home, he has to go get burritos. Otherwise, I'd be eating like normal, and he's like the worst influence.
Yep, the worst. Well, I have to say, my husband and I actually got into like the biggest knockdown, drag-out fight again because he's not like that. He's the guy who we're at the diner, and I, you know, you eat your kids' food. They're not gonna eat it. Yeah. It's perfectly delicious French fries.
Yep.
And I like take a French fry, and he'll just look at me, the side eye. Mm-hmm. Grabbing the French fry. Oh, how's that French fry?
Ooh. Why? What is it? What is his meaning?
Excuse me. And I was like, I can eat this motherfucker. I'll eat all the fucking French fries in this fucking place. If you better shut. And I'm like, it was like the Al's Diner. My poor kid is like sliding under the table. I'm like, if I want a fucking French fry, I'm a goddamn will eat a French fry. I didn't run a mile today, so I didn't get a fucking French fry. What the fuck you think I exercise for? It was really embarrassing. Not a shining moment for me.
Over a French fry.
Was he trying to be helpful to, like, remind you to be mindful of your...
No, he was being a total dick. A total food Nazi. I told his sister that. I was like, you know what he does if I'm eating? And she goes, oh, you know, our uncle used to do that to us all the time. And she was like... Oh, and she started yelling at him. I was like, yay. Oh. You're in trouble. Because if I yell, it's not as effective as when she yells at him. You know, the older sister.
Oh, yeah, I do it. I'm the older sister to my brother, and it's the same thing. Like, everything's fine, but then when I'm like, Nicholas, he'll be like, I know. Still, you know, like,
wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
See, you said I could curse, and I just unleash a barrage of foul mouth.
Oh, yeah,
I think we love it. Yeah, I think everyone listening needs it. Yeah. It's hard to be, like, locked in a closet with kids all day.
Right?
You need to hear some adults talking. And it's nice to be with other adults talking.
It is. And uninterrupted.
Mm-hmm. Mom, right. Mom. Oh, my God. I was home yesterday. So yesterday was the first day of school, and I was home with the baby. And in the morning, I was like, this is like a vacation.
I know, right?
Which also says so much about my life.
You're home with a baby.
And I'm like, what am I, in Hawaii? But then over time, I feel like he was like, oh, yeah, those other two aren't here. Now I can, like, fill the room with me.
Oh, no.
And so then he was just like, Mama. Mama, mama, mama. And, like, I would be like, what? And he would be like, I don't know.
I don't even know what to do with all this freedom and attention.
So he just said, he chanted my name, like, over and over, and he wouldn't give me, like, a moment's silence, and it broke me.
That's my son. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something?
Oh, my God.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? He's like the little kid from Jerry Maguire. Only he has, like, all of his facts are complete bullshit.
It's just, like, just my 6-year-old does that, too. Yeah.
But he's like, well, can I tell you something? Batman really likes spaghetti, and then he has to fly around to make sure that he's not a spaghetti monster. Like, can I tell you something? So,
oh, my God. I love when they say things that are not true, and they say it very matter-of-factly 100%. And very confidently. You're like, okay.
That's actually... And then what do you do? Do you tell right? him, like, that's actually not true?
Right.
Or do you just feel like, oh... Do I squash you? Am I letting you free?
Yes,
am I letting you be ignorant? I have no idea. What do I do?
Yeah, am I allowing you to be confident, or am I allowing you to be like a total cock?
Yes.
By never correcting you and just letting you say whatever the fuck you want, because you're like,
by the way,
and I'm making a man.
Have we met those moms? Because I want to fucking
Which ones?
The like, everything you do is brilliant and amazing. Mm-hmm. Whereas like, I'm in the, like, the IKEA, like, you guys are being total jerks.
Yeah. Yep.
I embarrassed my kids so bad in Target the other day, y'all.
What'd you do?
I threw flip-flops. I lost my collective. See, I'm not embarrassed to yell. This is what my husband was not prepared for. I don't mind yelling in public. Like, I don't mind it.
You're like, I'm an actor. I didn't paid for that. I don't care.
It doesn't embarrass me. I'm like, guess what? Guess I told my daughter, like, this is why I never take you people anywhere. This is exactly why y'all just fight all the time. And I look to the both. I go, it is about to get really embarrassing in here. Not for me. I'm not going to be embarrassed.
Nice.
You're going to be so embarrassed when I start yelling. And they didn't listen. They listen now.
Yeah.
My poor husband, he just walked to the sock section. He was like, no. Don't know these lunatics. I don't know who that Puerto Rican woman is. I don't know why.
That's
she's yelling.
Hilarious.
Terrible.
It's going to get embarrassing. I mean, in here.
It's going to be embarrassing. Not for me. I won't be embarrassed. I don't have that.
I am shameless. Let's get that straight.
Yeah, you took away all that shame.
Yeah, I don't have any shame.
It's gone now.
I'm just raw.
That's right. I gave birth to you in a room filled with people. I got nothing left.
I shat on a bed in front of a bunch of people viewing it.
Jamie was in the birth room when I gave birth to my son.
That's awesome.
And she knew
Jamie Denbo,
and she knew my doctor, and she was like, and he, I guess he has celebrity clients, whatever. And she goes, all right, DC. That's what she calls him. DC, tell me, who has the ugliest celebrity vagina? And I'm literally like pushing. I'm like, shut up!
As if anyone's vagina when they're giving birth looks
pretty.
But did he answer?
No.
He goes, oh, Jamie.
I also like / hate that a doctor would be evaluating, like looking at a vagina. Like,
Well, Beyonce's pussy.
Oh, my God.
It's beautiful, by the way. I'm sure of it.
I'm sure of it. It's probably vajazzled.
It's gorgeous. I can just tell.
It probably has like a little necklace on it. I don't know.
Right? Absolutely. Hair extensions.
I can't.
A fan blowing on it at all times.
Labia majora flapping. Beyonce, the most glamorous vagina in town.
I'm telling you, she's got Vaggie with the good hair.
Yay! Yay!
Terrible. Just a nightmare. God, it's only been a day since they've been in school, and we have completely just gone to the wolves.
Oh, my God. All right, who's first this week? Do you know me?
You.
All right, so my kids got in. My oldest kid got into a gifted magnet, and so we got the middle kid into the elementary that houses that magnet, so that they would be on the same campus.
Is this right? Wonderland?
No,
different one.
Different school. So we were like, great, they're going to be in the same campus, it's going to be super simple, we'll drive them every day, we'll pick them up, done. And they'll get the experience of being in school together, which is really special. So not the Friday before school started, but the Friday before that, so the two Fridays before school started, we get a call from another magnet who offers my 5-year-old, my middle child, a spot in their school. So here's what happened. I wanted to collect magnet points. So I was like, which school is the hardest to get into, has the most, who's more likely to say no to me? I'm going to apply to that just to accrue the points. And then I can add them all up and I can send them wherever I want in the future.
Genius.
Right? God. I'm a fucking genius. I'm big blue Billy Crudup. I fucking see y'all. LAUSD, you're my bitch. All right. So
I love.
I'm so impressed. I'm like actually turned on right now by that.
Thank you.
No, really, that I couldn't figure out that point system for the life of me. So go ahead. Sorry.
I moved to Burbank, so I didn't have to because I was like, I'm not going to be able
there,
to do
I don't that. Understand. They were like explaining to me points, and I was like, I don't understand anything you're saying. But
I took a class.
I failed algebra twice, and what you're saying is the same thing.
Same.
many high fives in this room today. So I was like, great, I'm going to accrue these points. I'm a fucking genius. But then they were like, no, no, you got in. And I was like, oh, that was not something I considered at all. I didn't look into, like, a school that was close to us. I was just like, what's the hardest to get into? There you go. So, and LAUSD is massive. Like, huge. you could get into a school that's, like, what, like, 2 hours away?
Right. Like, yeah, Calabasas. Like,
yeah, welcome to Calabasas. So... So he got in and we're like, oh fuck. So we checked it out and we actually ended up really liking it. But so now my kids, are going to school, an hour and 15 minutes apart.
No.
But they both take the bus. Oh, so it's fine.
That's cool.
So in the morning we take them each to a bus stop.
That's
and
cool.
So far, 2 days in, so far it's okay. And then they take the bus home and so far it's okay.
That's
and
good.
I think I don't know.
That's good for them too. A nice sense of independence. I mean, the bus, it does give them a little bit of like their own jam.
And now that saves me 2 hours in the car every day. That's 2 hours that I could be doing other shit.
Yep.
So that's really nice. So anyway, so we got this call like on a Friday. We go to see the school on the next Monday. We talk about it. We accept on a Tuesday. And then they're like, come in on Wednesday. We're having a thing. Parents can come in and get help, like signing all, like filling out all the paperwork. And I was like, great. Because I have a bunch of paperwork. They were like, until you say yes, we're not going to hand you this paperwork. So on Tuesday, we said yes. Come in tomorrow. We'll fill in this paperwork. So I was really casual about it. I didn't realize there was like an itinerary of activities that they were hosting. So I show up and instantly I'm like, boy, there are sure a lot of cars here. Boy,
nope.
Look at that really long line out in front of the school. What are all those tables? What are all those people doing? And I had really kind of slapped. Also, this was after like a 35 minute drive. And I had really like gotten out of the car, like by the skin, out of, I'm sorry, gotten out of the house by the skin of my teeth. Like I was really like, we gotta go, you guys, we gotta go. And everyone had like water and that's it. I forgot to pack like pouches for the baby. I forgot to pack snacks. I just wasn't prepared. I didn't have a pen. They're like, come fill out forms. And I'm like, great, hope you have a pen. I mean, it's a school, whatever, they have pens. So
I would have thought the same thing, by the way. Like, you guys don't have pens?
Yeah. What kind of school?
What kind of public school am I sending my kid to?
They're like, you have to pay for everything now.
So we park at the top of this hill. And then as we're, like, walking down this hill to get to the school, it's, like, all kind of dawning on me. Like, I'm just trying to, like, figure out what this is. So we walk through the school, and I see, like, one person that I know, and he's talking to the principal. And so I'm like, oh, I'll introduce myself to the principal and also find out what the fuck is happening. So I'm like, hey. So I do that, and she's like, oh, well, what forms have you filled out? And I was like, I don't know what. Maybe my husband filled something out, or maybe not. I don't know. So she's like, let's take you to the office and get sorted out. So we go into the office.
Ooh, you get to cut the line.
Look at you. I don't know. Am I cutting the line?
I love it.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't.
It's all so confusing. I don't know. So we go. Oh, and also, like, I didn't bring iPads or anything. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, the kids could play on a playground. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I was out of my mind. I was just like, I got to get out of the house. There's something I have to go.
You have three boys. All is forgiven.
Thank you.
On every day.
Mm-hmm. All days.
So we go into the office, and there's, like, a line snaking into the office, and then there's, like, two other moms filling out paperwork, and the principal says to the two women that work in the office, hey, this is a parent. She doesn't know what form she needs. She just needs you to help her. And so the woman's like, what forms have you filled out? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what's happening. She's like, okay, well, have you filled out the blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, I don't know. And so And so she gives me two packets to fill out, and I'm like, and I'm like, oh, can I, what do I, and she's like, just sit over. Oh, and so she's like, fill this out. And, you really should have had this filled out already or something. And
I was like, I need to get scolded.
She scolded me. So she scolds me, and I'm like, okay. Well, I mean, I didn't have the packet. And she's like, but you should have had it filled out. And I was like, okay, but I just...
didn't have it.
Yeah, we just accepted yesterday. And she's like, okay, well, these need filled out. Like, she totally was rude.
Stinky.
And shamed me and scolded me. So then I have to sit, so two big packets. I have to sit
school
in this
forms
chair.
Are
oh,
joke.
Oh my God.
Them.
All the emergency
and it's so repetitive
numbers,
too.
Exactly. And the addresses and the packets.
How many times do I need to write my address and like the name of my friend?
Yeah.
So they tell me to sit in this chair and fill these two huge packets out. And my kids have nothing to do. There's no book. There's no iPad. There's nothing to do. And there's like no reception, so they can't even watch like YouTube on my phone. So I'm like sweating buckets. Oh, and my baby's here. So my baby's like wandering Fine. Around an office. What could go wrong? People, and he's like little and has poor balance. And anytime anyone just like walks by him fast, he's like, ugh, and he falls down and like smashes his head, you know, like, oh my God. So I'm constantly like, oh, watch out for the baby. Right. Just watch out for the baby. Odie, where are you? Can you? And so I'm just like panic, sweating, red. And it's also like the air conditioning is
it's
like,
a nightmare.
Oh, it's just a nightmare.
And she's looking at you over her glasses. Should have had them filled out. Yeah, you can just see her eyes looking at you.
Look at that dumb, lazy cunt. Should have filled out her paperwork.
She had filled out the packet.
Maybe she shouldn't have so many kids if she can't fill out paperwork. So then the principal comes into the office and is like, hey, so we're going to do the orientation in the auditorium in 5 minutes. And I'm like, what? orientation? What orientation?
Are kids invited? Because I have all of mine.
And they're here.
And they're hungry.
And I didn't anticipate this.
We have snacks. Does orientation have snacks?
Oh, and P.S. I had to wake the baby up from his nap to like,
no,
break.
Oh
my
I
God.
I can't.
So I'm like, should I be in there? And she's like, oh yeah, it's for you. It's for everybody. And I'm like, what about all these forms? And she's like, you can just fill them out during. I'm like, okay.
Oh, right.
While I watch my baby and the two other kids and then also take in all the information that's happening in this orientation that just got dropped on me. So we all go in. And the moment we pass the threshold into the auditorium, my baby starts to scream.
Oh.
Not cry. Scream. I don't know if this auditorium is haunted, if he senses that there's an old dead group
there.
Of miners in
there.
Get out! But it's literally like every time I walk out, he stops crying. Every time I walk in, he screams. So we go in.
Oh, my God.
And I'm in a room full of parents and people who work with kids, but everyone keeps like... I'm holding him, and everyone just keeps looking over at me. And it's one of those things where, like, you want someone to come over and be like, hey, you look like you're having a hard time.
Can I
hold that baby for you?
Can I fill out those forms
for you? Can I fill out those forms?
Can I impersonate you and fill out all these forms for you? And, like, we'll just, you know, whatever.
Do you need a snack?
Do you want... I'm going to put on a clown show for your kids. Is that okay? Oh, my God, please. Thank you. So
no, but really, how about a coloring book, people? A crayon. Somebody throw me a fucking bone.
Yeah.
Right? All the other kids are just sitting quietly, you know, fully entertained by this orientation. But my kids are like, you know, and they're... It's like those wooden chairs that fold up and stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They're like,
and they
slam. Oh, yeah.
And
they fall and get
stuck. The girls always get stuck in them. And they'll be like, oh, no. You know,
yes.
To, like, carry.
Yes.
And they're like, I'm stuck. And I'm just like, shh. It's okay. Don't stop. You're not actually stuck.
My boys just like to, like, slam them up and down over and over.
Love it. Slam.
Oh, and the lady in the office, I was like, oh, do you have a pen? And she gave me a pen, but she didn't give me the cap. So it was a ballpoint pen with no cap. And it won't...
Click.
No, but it's not a clicky pen.
No,
it's
just
like
a stick pen.
It's just a stick pen. And it and there's nothing to keep it from just rolling off this slanted seat. And then, of course, if it falls on the floor,
that's where I
it
give
will
up.
Roll down
no.
the slanted
I stood up
floor.
And been like, I don't like this. I don't
like
any of this.
I'm filling these out at home. You can have these tomorrow. You do not need my fucking emergency number today.
The pen pen the pen would be the thing. Yes. That would I just throw it and be like, just sit down and be like, yeah, I don't have a pen. I can't fill out your form.
So every time I had to like stand up with a baby or tell someone to stop doing something, I had to put this pen down in a very particular way so that it didn't roll away. And I couldn't put it anywhere else because it could ink on everything because there was no fucking top on it. So the baby's screaming and everyone's looking at me and in the beginning I'm like, well, everyone understands. Everyone here has had a baby. Like, we all get it. But I am feeling like everyone wants me to get out of it. So I take him outside and like I said, the minute we get outside, he stops screaming. And not just crying, screaming. So then I'm holding him and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to incrementally re-enter this room. I'm just going to step by step. And also, if I'm in the room and he's screaming, I can't hear anything that's happening in this orientation anyway. P.S. I'm out of the room. So my 6-year-old and my 5-year-old are sitting in the second row being like, dang, 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 like, and no one's around to be like, shut the fuck up, you two. So they're doing whatever. Oh, and P.S. whatever they're doing, they're like taking all of the forms that I have to fill out and they're like throwing them around in my fucking pen and moving and like taking my purse around, like taking stuff out of my purse and shit like that. So I'm like step by step trying to incrementally re-enter the room. And yes, I didn't bring the forms with me. And maybe if I took the forms out, I could, I don't know. There's like nothing.
Fuck those forms!
So, and of course the moment, even if it's incremental, the moment I re-enter that room, he screams.
Weird. It must have been on day.
So I'm just sweating.
Babies could for real see that.
Right?
No, really.
They see angels. They see angels.
They could still see the angels. They could still see anything. I for real believe that.
You know. Anytime a child has an imaginary friend, it's a ghost.
Called Agnes.
What?
Yes.
No. Yes. Oh no.
You have so many ghosts.
There's so many ghosts in my house.
When I was a kid, Wonder Woman was my ghost, I guess.
Lavender is Emmeline's. Her name is Lavender.
Oh, I kinda love that.
She died in this very house.
Ew. Explains her age. She was like, she's very old.
So how did you get out of there?
Who has an old lady in the haunted
auditorium?
So finally at some point I go in and oh, and that's the other thing. Every time I'm like feeling angry at my baby, which is crazy. But I'm just like, I have this crazy angry face on because I'm just like so upset and so overwhelmed.
Been there.
And I'm sure anyone. And here's the other thing: like, I'm thrust into this new, like, it's a new school. These are all the people I'm going to see all year round, and their first time they're seeing me is sweating buckets, holding a screaming baby, and I'm angry at a baby like a real fucking monster. Like a monster would be angry at a baby. So I go back in the auditorium.
I'm just laughing because I've been angry at my baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right? And you're like, what is wrong with me? I should be a nice lady who loves the baby no matter what they do. But I'm a creep. I live through this the rest of the orientation. I don't hear anything. I don't know what's happening. I haven't filled out these forms. I'm losing my mind. My kids are all assholes. So finally it ends and I'm like, thank God. And she's like, okay, campus closes in half an hour, like 20 minutes. And I'm like, So everyone's kind of filtering out and they're saying, like, they're talking to the principal or whatever, asking her questions. And I wait for everyone to leave. And my kids, like, go up on the stage of the auditorium and they're, like, pulling the curtains, fucking around. And I finally, and I'm like, hey, so I didn't get any of that. And then I just start crying, like sobbing in front of this principal who I just met like an hour ago, just like so embarrassed. And when I cry, my face turns bright red and I get like splotches in between my it's the worst. So there's I could never pretend like I'm not crying. It is, I have like a big puffy red face
I'm
with a splotch right here. Yeah.
Snot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. Drool. All right. So she's like, oh, don't worry about it. And she was really cool about it. She's like, don't worry about it. Just do your best. Take these home. Bring them back. That's fine. We'll figure it out. And she totally makes me feel a lot better. And she's like, there's an icy truck. I'm going to tell that guy to give your kid ices for free. Oh. It's going to be fun. Aww, wasn't that nice?
So she's nice.
I will love her forever.
I think so.
The school is as good as its principal, man.
Amen. Right? Yeah. It's true.
It is. It's very true.
It's so true. So, oh, yes.
I mean, teachers are very important as yeah. well. But the principal is like...
Yeah, principal, yeah.
It keeps the teachers happy and they yeah. pay attention yeah. to the teachers.
Our principal's a total fox.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
You're
cool.
Like, you're like, hey.
I know. Hi, Mr. Martinez.
You need some pencils or something. I'm just okay. dropping them.
No, I'm really good.
I love PTA.
I just had a this weird question. I really like your cowboy boots.
Do you think my kids are doing good? I'm just wondering.
I'm Spanish, too. So we have that in common.
We're like, you know, connected.
Not connected, like related, though. Just like we get each other.
Can I hold your hand?
Oh my god! I swear, if anybody.
What if he's like a big fan of the podcast and he's like, "What?"
I guarantee. Like, oh. I knew it.
I guarantee you, there are mothers.
Glamorous television star Ana Ortiz is in love with me.
I'm gonna catch all the side eye from his wife.
She's gonna be like, "You like his cowboy boots?" It's true.
Guess where he got them.
I bought them. I do. My older son went to a school last year where there was a principal, and she was like amazing. It was like a one-woman show. She ran everything. Yeah. She knew all the kids' names.
Yeah, that's how our principal is like that.
Oh my god,
yeah, she's awesome. She knows all the kids, like even the kindergartners when they're starting. Yeah, so she knows who they are.
Like, that's amazing. Kids. It was like the first week of school. My kid was in the valet line because in LA, listeners, if you don't live in LA and you don't have kids old enough, you can drive up to the school and someone will open the door and like take your kid and put them in the yard.
In the East Coast, on the East Coast, they call it drop-off line.
Drop-off line. Yeah, here they call it valet line.
That's so valet. Everybody's like, so when I'm dropping my kids off at valet,
I drop off my kid. You give them a key. It's complicated. You have to tip them. Oh, they move everything around.
I would totally pay money for drop-off line now or valet line. Like, that's one of the greatest things in the entire world. Be like, get out of the car. I don't have to get out of the car.
Yes, I
get out
of the car. I love it. It's great. You don't have to park. You don't have to take the baby out of the car seat. It's great. And so my son's backpack, oh no, my other son's backpack was sitting in the passenger seat. And we were like, okay, bye, Mrs. Crowder, or whatever. Hi, Mrs. Crowder. And she went to take the backpack and she goes, well, that's not yours. She knew my son's backpack. Bitch in control.
Dang,
she's amazing.
She's a boss.
That's awesome. I miss her. It was really sad to leave that school because she's amazing.
That's awesome.
So yeah, Rosewood Elementary, I hurt you.
I hurt you. And that would have made me. Crowder. I would have come home and had a complete and total nervous breakdown after your day at that new school.
Oh, yeah. It's not over. So then, sorry, so we have ices or whatever. Then this other guy who works in the office comes by and he's like, hey, did everything work out? And then I sob in front of him.
Oh,
I'm like,
you double cried.
Double cried. It's like a double rainbow.
I have double cried.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't stop. Oh, yes. No, it's happening again. Oh, everybody thinks I'm insane. I can't stop it.
I have done that.
Yeah.
I may have even triple cried at this very point. When you think you got it, you think you're
like,
oh,
everything's all right. No, it's not all right.
And then one person asks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you
like, what is wrong with that woman?
Been there.
So, yeah, I double cried. Yeah. And then we went home, and it was. Oh my god.
Double
so, what a fucking day, you guys.
Yeah. I hope you had a big cocktail after
that. I think I did. Yeah. It's all a blur.
I would.
And now for a word from our sponsor, Bombas. Bombas' mission is simple: make the most comfortable clothes ever and match every item sold with an equal item donated. So when you buy Bombas, you're also giving to someone in need. Bombas designed their socks, shirts, and underwear to be the clothes that you can't wait to put on every day. Everything they make is soft, seamless, tagless, and has such a cozy feel.
There's a pair of Bombas socks for everything you do. They come in tons of options like comfy performance styles made with sweat-wicking yarns, which means your feet stay cool while the rest of you works up a sweat. Bombas no-show socks are my favorite, and they are designed for comfort while being specifically engineered to never fall down. And seriously, they never do. It's the worst when you have those no-show socks and like halfway through your day, they come off and they're just swimming around your shoe. The worst. Bombas socks never do that. Their t-shirts are made with the perfect weight so they hang just right. Bombas underwear is so breathable and fits so well, it feels like you're going commando. And if you've heard me talk about Bombas before, you know that socks, underwear, and t-shirts are the three most requested clothing items at homeless shelters. And that's why Bombas donates one for every item you buy. So far, Bombas customers like you have helped donate over 50 million items of essential clothing. So for Why Mommy Drinks listeners, you're going to go to bombas.com/WMD and you're going to get 20% off your first purchase. That's Bombas, like they're the bomb. bombas.com/WMD for 20% off. bombas.com/WMD.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Amanda, what broke you?
Similar. I had like a big day on Monday. Well, this week has been just full of stories that I was like, which one to cherry pick?
Yes,
because it's only Wednesday, and it's been so great that I don't know which one to tell. I'm not going to tell the story about whatever happened last night because I don't know. I wasn't here, so I'm not going to tell. But I will say that driving my kids to school, the girls were like, we peed in the bushes last night. New babysitter got locked out. Anyway.
Yes.
That's why there's chalk drawings all over the back and all over my house. This poor high school student was like trying to climb in the windows and break into my house because she locked out the kids and she locked her phone in the house so she couldn't even text me to be like, come help me.
Oh my God.
And
what?
And then it's like the details are coming out more and more. The kids are like, we peed in the bushes because we all had to pee.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But that wasn't even the worst part of the week so far. We also got a dog. That's not even the worst part. And he's starting to poop all over the house. And I'm like, oh, no, everybody was right. But I'll save that. Instead, I'm going to talk about Monday, the first day of school.
Oh, Monday was the first day of school for
Monday
you.
Was the first day of school for us. And
ours was Tuesday.
The girls are in camp, so their official preschool hasn't started. So they're in, like, fun time camp still. Yeah, so it's but it's the new school that they're going to, so it's good because they're getting used to it and making friends before school starts. So
I see. Okay,
I also applied to go back to work full time because I was like craving. I talked about it a little on the show. It's like craving talking to adults and using my brain and like just being like a functioning member of society.
Mm-hmm. At the very least, having something to say when people are like, "What are you up to?
Totally. Yeah.
What do you do?" I literally, every time someone asks me what I do, I, like, spin into a panic.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to answer.
Well, and you don't know who it is because you could, the other thing, too, is you're like, I have a podcast. It's called Why Mommy Drinks. Like, and then you're like, It's like, you can't, you're like, it's funny.
Oh, you get paid for that? No.
No, I just do it and do it in my backyard.
By the way, this is an adorable little guest house. I love it.
Thank you. My mom calls it Debbie's room.
I love it.
Because when she sleeps here, when she comes over, she sleeps here and she's like, this is my, I love my apartment.
Debbie.
Yeah.
Bungalow.
It's her bungalow. She loves it.
But so
I was like, I'm going to start this new job. It felt interesting. It was going to, I don't know. I thought it was going to be something where there was growth potential and I could learn some new things and, use my brain. And it happened to be, I was starting the same day that school was starting.
Oof.
So I was doing awesome. I dropped the girls off They were the first ones to arrive, which was a little odd for them. Like, we're usually the last ones. But they didn't know how to handle being first. So they were like, why? There's no kids at this place.
School is closed today,
Yeah, they're like, where are you leaving us?
Are we the only ones at school?
We don't know anyone, and you're leaving us at this place where no one is.
Oh, my God. It's a new school.
It's a new school, and nobody was there. And I didn't. They didn't even have cubbies yet. Like, I was like, I don't know where any... I don't... Bye.
Bye. I gotta go.
Bye. You're gonna do great. I'll see you later.
You know what? This gives them grit.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, if anybody even could deal, spirit. I think it's them. Like, they're super fierce and just like, what? So, and they had each other. So I was like, I think they'll be all right.
Yeah.
So then Wes and I get in a car and we start driving. And as we're like on the way to his first day of first grade, I just start crying. And I was like, oh no. Oh no, I'm not, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. It's not worth it. This isn't worth it. I don't want to go to the job. I don't want to go to the job. I don't want to do this. What am I doing? Like, I like.
What was all that feeling from?
I think it was just like him. Oh, I'm going to cry.
Yes.
I'm going to cry too.
Sorry. I feel you.
I think it's like him growing up.
And yes.
Me transitioning and going to work.
Yes.
And it was just like, oh no.
And it felt like a closing of a chapter.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. But then, and he's like, why are you crying? And I was like, oh, I'm starting a new job and I'm a little scared. Just like you're starting school and you're, you know, like, what do when you feel scared? And he was like, you don't have to do anything, Mom. You just have to stop crying.
Together, Mom.
Such a dude.
A dude. Just stop crying.
Just stop crying and it'll be fine. And I was like, okay.
Such a fucking boy.
So we get there. We're running late because I still have part of me there. So they're like, oh no, no hurry. So we find a parking spot. I'm like, let's go, which is taking over my, like, anxiety. So now it's about, okay, good, let's just get you in and, like, go back to
I feel like General Patton in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, I do. I just bark. I'm like, why are you so slow?
Eat faster. Like,
just not nice. I'm not a nice person.
Eat.
And then I'm like, but so we run into our friends. And they're like, how's it going? You two have your big day today. And I thought they were talking to me, but they were talking to Wes and his friend. And I was like, I know, I'm really nervous. And then I start crying.
Double cry.
And I couldn't stop. And so we pull up, we get into the school, and I'm like. And everybody thinks I'm so sad because I'm starting first grade. And they're like, oh my gosh, this year's easier for me. I'm sorry. It's so hard for you. And I was like, I gotta go to job right now. I don't wanna go. And then Wes is like in his room and he's like, bye Mom. Like, he's happy. His teacher's super nice. Then he goes, wait, come give me a hug. And I go over to give him a hug and he goes, can you pick me up early today?
Aww.
Which I was like, oh no.
Oh no, because you can't.
I can't. Fuck. I'm gonna be at this job, and that's where it's gonna suck. Because you need me to pick you up early, because you're still little. And so I was like, oh, I can't. But Dad will pick you up later. I'll see you. And I like ran out of there. I like freak out in the car.
Oh my god, you triple cried in the car.
Ugly cry all the way to the new job.
Oh god. Hi. Hi, everyone.
Pull into the parking lot. Go into the front desk. Dry my face. Make myself look good. I'm like, I don't know where to park. And the front receptionist was like, there's no parking here. You have to go park at the train station and walk over. And I was like, what am I doing? So then I'm like, okay, calm down. You're being super judgmental. You're not entering this in a good space. These people like you. You're going to a place where you get to be an adult. Like, stop acting like a fucking child. So I like park the car.
Yes.
Take a deep breath. I go in. Everything seems fine. I filled the paperwork. All that paperwork.
Did they give you a pen with a top?
There were pens. There was like a lot of pens, which was good. I was like, okay, these are all good signs, right? Like good. If they have the good pens, you're like, oh, this is a good company. All right, we're good.
I love that this episode so far is brought to you. Like the pens, theme is
double crying and pens.
The theme is like
forms.
Being a mess in front of people that don't know you that you're trying to make a good impression. Yes.
So I go in and they're like, all right. So here's everything. And like I sit down with the girl that's training me. She's like 22. She's
training you.
She's like, here. Yeah.
Okay.
So I sit behind her while she's showing me everything. She's like, here's how you answer the phone.
I can't.
here's how you look. This is like this Excel thing. It's really awesome. You like plug things in and like it goes through. And
I've been that bitch before.
As I sat there, I sat behind her. I just kept being like, this is not my job. I am wasting my time. I can't, like, this is not good. Like, I am almost 40. I have my master's. I work my ass off all day long. I can't take this job mm-hmm. where I'm going to be just sitting here and I'm not doing anything. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody was really nice there.
Sure.
I just was like, no. Like, you know when your gut is like, no, this isn't the job. This yeah. isn't the job for me. And then she started going on the internet and, like, she was, like, on Facebook talking to her friends. And then she was, like, then she started going on Indiegogo or something because she's, like, creating a pilot. And so no. I was like, is this stuff I'm supposed to be learning? So, because I don't have time. I'm not going to, like, I'm sitting behind you. You're supposed to be telling me about what, I kept saying, like, what's the job, though? Like, what's the work? And she was, like, I mean. And
I
was like,
mean, I'm 22, so I don't really care.
I don't care. I don't care. And I don't care that you're sitting behind me trying to learn this job. She sat there and played online. I called her out once. I was like, is this something I'm supposed to be learning? She's like, no, no, no. This is my private, my personal project. And she kept working.
And I'm doing it.
And then I was like, okay. So then I was like, so what are those folders over there? She's like, oh, those are like expense reports. Here, I can show you how to do those, I guess. And I was like, great. So she shows me.
I'm so angry just listening.
She's like, you know what you do? You tape a receipt on the paper. I'm like, no shit. No shit. Is that what you do? That's what you
was
do?
Was this for like an executive assistant?
Uh-huh. But it was supposed to be, in my mind, in the way that it was when we met, I was going to be working with the head of development and the general manager. And they were wonderful. These are like amazing women. Right. And I was like, oh, I'm going to learn from them. I want to learn from them. I want to be part of this. It could, like, their work is really interesting, so inspiring. So I was like, great.
Totally.
Get in with these women that are making waves for other women. Be part of this thing. And then it turned out where it was like very, it felt like, no, 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 no. No, you're like her secretary and not, and it didn't feel like there was just nothing there for me.
Yeah.
But so, so she continues to go online and she's taking pictures of her project and texting her friend.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what's going on? So finally I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I know you're really into what you're doing right now, but I need you to train me because I'm supposed to do this job and I need to know what I'm doing. And that's why you're here to train me.
Clearly you're checked out already.
And
but.
She was like, oh, well, if you don't know things, you can always ask people. That's what I did. And I was like, okay. But can you just show me stuff while you're here? Mm-hmm. And she was like, I don't really know what more to show you. And I was like, okay. And I was like, oh, you know what? It's close to lunch. She was like, yeah, you want to go take lunch? That's cool. We all take lunch from 1 to 2. So I'll just see you later. And I was like, all right. And I got in the car. And I called Kaiten. And I was like, I'm going home to walk the dog and have lunch. And I hate every fucking thing about every part of this motherfucking no, I know. And I like exploded.
Yes.
And he's like, well, I'm actually home because I was coming to walk the dog too. So I will see you in a moment. And he was like, which I love that he came home to walk the dog. I was like, oh, look at you. Do you like that dog? But so I get home and I mean, I like fell on the ground and was like, no!
Like a primal.
I was like, this is not the right fit. It's not the right fit. It's not worth it. And he was like, okay, what do you think in like a month? And I was like, I'm not going back. And he was like, wait, right now? And I was like, no. So I called HR and I was like, hi, I just met you this morning and I'm technically like working right now, but I'm not coming back.
This is my 2 week notice.
This is my 3 hour
my
notice.
First day. I won't be coming in for the next 2 weeks.
I totally was like, I'm sorry. You know, I'm just going to be honest with you. I was like, I feel like, I know I'm going to be looking for another position, and I'd rather you guys hire somebody that's excited and wants to do the job and grow. And I just know it's not the right fit. And I was like, and she's like, so you're not coming back today? I was like, no, it's just a waste of everyone's time.
Yeah.
And she was like, honestly, I thought you were way overqualified for the job. And I was like, great, me too.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, you know, I'm a mom. It's also not like a culture for parents. Like they were like,
this is our executive assistant. Yeah. She has a master's degree.
Yeah, she's got more education than everybody around. But whatever, no big deal. She's really good at answering the phone. So I felt terrible about it. But I left and I threw my jeans on and ran to that school, and I was there at the end
and of pickup. You got him
and
early.
I got him early. And he was like, "You're here!" And I was like,
shoulders.
Like,
down.
Yeah. It just felt so right. And I'm not the type of person to like, when I commit to something, I fucking do it.
So
for me not to do that, but I felt it was like a really profound moment to be an adult and to be like, I don't actually have to do this.
Yeah.
It's not going to benefit you. It's not going to benefit me. I need to say no to this, you know? Like, they were talking about Fridays. They all get together. They have beers, and they watch things, and everybody in the company comes together. And I was like, oh, no. I go home with my kids Fridays. Like, that doesn't work. No. I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. And she was like, what do you mean? It's awesome. You should come. Maybe the kids could come. I was like, yeah, I'll just bring my kids. Well, I'll just have some beers and chill. You'll really love me. I'll fit in right away with all these people.
I can't.
Yeah. There's a place, you know? Like, there's Tiffany, people who fit. And then
Taylor, Harper, Madison. I'm not going to bring my kids to your beer party. But thanks. Bye.
Oh.
Cannot. Sorry.
And I felt like bad. They were like, is there anything we did? I was like, no, you all are lovely, lovely people. And I could have said, like, the temp is fucking terrible, and you need to change that shit up. But then I knew she was very excited because she had the rest of the week off, and now she doesn't. So I was like, I'm not going to say anything. Have fun with your Indiegogo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I totally quit that job at lunch, and I didn't go back.
Bye.
But guess what? You can do that. That's what's cool about not being 22.
That's what's cool. I'm not going to waste my time.
Exactly.
I don't have to waste my time on that. If I'm going to take a job, I learned. If I'm going to take a job, I'm going to take a job that I really like, that's interesting to me, and I'm working with people that understand my potential.
Exactly.
You know, I already work all day long with three kids who don't understand my potential.
They do not understand it. They really don't.
Like, they just think I'm there to, like, cook for them.
Yeah,
and I'm not even a good cook. But whatever. Yeah, so that was the beginning of my week.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well...
She learned her lesson.
I know. She probably. I keep thinking about their like faces when they were like, like HR comes up and goes, just so she's not coming back.
What?
But when I said to her, like, you're working on, I know you're like really interested in your personal thing here, but you could feel the other people be like, ew. And it also,
when you said that.
Yeah, like, they were like, oh, because it was very quiet, so everybody could hear me kind of call her out. And I thought the first time I called her out, that would be enough. But then she just kept going. And I think that's like what they say the millennials are, right? She did not care.
Nope.
How can you stand? How could you go? Like, I couldn't do that. I couldn't, like, be online knowing there's somebody reading my personal shit over my shoulder.
Here's something. I'm a real fucking square. I've never understood doing a job and not trying to do your best.
Yeah.
When someone's paying you to do something, you should do your best.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
She was just like
half-assed.
Throwing, like somebody be like, she'd be like, okay. And she'd like, I was like, I could have taken that job and streamlined it and made it like very like efficient.
Of course.
But I didn't want to. I was like, I don't want to do this. I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to do this. So,
get your babies.
Yeah. I was like, that's not worth my time.
Yeah.
You got to find somebody who's going to do that. But that chick was not. She was just like, what? Like, at one point, she's like, this isn't mine. She just put it on the top of the desk. And I was like, is there something I can do? I was like that. What is that you just threw up there? She's like, oh, that's not for me. That's for someone else. And I was like,
okay, I'm going to have to deal with that later.
I was like, well, do you want me to take it to whoever it's for? And she was like, oh, no, they have an assistant. When we see her, we'll tell her. And the girl was right there. So then the girl comes over and goes, do you have something for me? And she was like, that's for him. The guy's office that was like right.
Oh my God, she couldn't even.
No. I was like,
up and
are you
bring
just,
it.
Like, you hate working? I mean, nobody likes working, but I like working when it's interesting. I guess that's what
goodness.
Made me like clue into like, this job is not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God, is that what the deal is with young people these days?
Those kids.
If like a job isn't perfect, if a politician doesn't check all your boxes,
there with me, that's a day, Satan.
It's like you can't even because not everything is perfect. That's not life.
Nope.
That's not how shit works.
Oh,
yeah. All right.
No. I literally have to give myself a calming breath.
Yep. Sorry, I shouldn't have even brought it up.
What has broken you? What has driven you to drink? She's resting her nose on the microphone.
Let's see. I have to say it's been a relatively calm and good week. Hey. I don't need...
It doesn't have to be recent. It could be of all time.
Okay, well, let me preface it by saying I don't need a lot of reasons to drink.
Yeah.
It doesn't take me much. It could literally be like, I stubbed my toe. Give me a cocktail! So there's that. But let's see. I mean, this week has been good. Well, there was an incident this the very end of the summer when we all went to the beach because we went to Santa Barbara for a couple weeks. And we were on the beach. It's like the last day. And I leave my – you have to understand, my son is – he's just a wanderer. So he just wanders. And we have lost him.
What does that mean?
He just – like, he'll just wander away.
Yes, Benny's that way.
And it's the most terrifying thing. Yeah, we have – like it's just a terrible. So, but you know this. Like this is something that we found out when he was two. Like he's a wanderer.
So you go to Target and he just kind of walks off.
You know, yeah, he'll just like yes. Oh, I like that. Yes. He'll just like walk.
Yes,
oh, and I'm throwing flip flops. So, clearly,
he'll find you. You know. Have you seen my mom? She's usually
she's throwing embarrassing me, throwing flip flops. So I say, I'm with the whole, mishpuch, the whole family's there, and I'm saying, all right, babe, I'm going to the whatever to get a soda or juice or whatever the hell it was. I walk away, I'm telling you, 6 minutes tops. I come back, I see my husband like pale, and I'm like, what's happening? What's happening? He's like, it's cool. Everything's cool. And I was like, what the fuck?
No.
And he's like, I'm just looking for Rafi. And I was like, you're looking for Rafi on the fucking beach? Are you out of your fucking mind? Are you out of your fucking mind?
Oh, God.
So then I'm like, freaking out. Then my daughter doesn't handle pressure well. She just immediately starts screaming, crying. Oh. Like, immediately. Hey, Rafi! We lost Rafi! Oh. We got Rafi! Is Rafi in the water? So she's, like, panicking.
Can Rafi swim?
Rafi can swim. Well, here's the good thing about Rafi. He hates the beach,
girl.
Oh, okay. He does not like the waves. He don't like the sand. So my thing was...
He got an Uber home.
I'm telling you, I was like... He's like, there had to be somebody with a gadget or like a thing, right? And so I'm like,
that's also horrifying.
Oh yeah, totally.
No, some creep with a like metal detector. He's like, hey,
well, I got a treasure like in there.
Yeah. And here's Rafi like, can I tell you something?
So he's like, oh, no, I don't want this one.
I don't want this one. So I'm like running up and down the fucking beach, like screaming. And then all of a sudden, like way down the beach, I see a lifeguard and then walking next to him, just this little tiny creature. And I was like, that has to be my son. Like, that has to be my son. So I start walking down there. We get Rafi. I start running back, and then all of a sudden I see my husband go like this again, like looking around again with his arms up. And I'm like, where's Paloma? My daughter.
Oh,
where's Paloma? He's like, I don't know. She was freaking out. She went to go look for Rafi. I was like, I think that if I murdered you, there wouldn't be a judge that would convict me. Like, I honestly think I will get away with this murder right now. So you need to fucking walk away from me and find my goddamn daughter. But then, you know me. Like I said, I have no embarrassment. I just start getting real Puerto Rican, like, Paloma! Paloma! I'm like screaming, honey, because I'm so mad at this point. Like, my husband's like, babe, stop yelling.
No.
You know when you like, I literally did the like the two hand push into his chest, like, you better walk the fuck away from me right now.
Oh my God.
So embarrassing. In Santa Barbara.
Yeah, in Santa Barbara. I was just enjoying my Chinese chicken salad. And that lady's yelling in Spanish.
That Mexican over there is having a real kid. I can't believe she can't keep track of her kids.
I've heard that's what they do, though.
That's what they do.
Oh, this turkey club is exquisite.
Long story short, we found her. She was, she felt like she had to go look for Rafi because my husband's useless at finding things. And so
We found her. We found my son.
Where was she?
She just, you know, she went the opposite direction of where he was. So she was like around this little bluff.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but she is a terrific swimmer. But it doesn't matter. The beach. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, it's my most, my most scary thing. You know, like the undertow, the riptide, the waves, the thing. I can't, you know.
Oh, man.
So we found him, and my husband was in the doghouse for a while. And even now, it's like if he does anything with the kids, I'm like, don't lose him. Yeah. If you manage to keep him, should I put Rafi on a leash? Are you going to lose the kids? No? Today's going to be a good day to keep him. Next year.
I'm that bitch, too. That's evil.
It's not fair.
On the beach. So. Like, lose a kid in Target, okay.
Yeah.
Because I can get over the mic and be like, if anybody sees my son.
Yeah.
But lose a kid on the
beach. No, that's it. It's like so horrifying. Open and there's just people everywhere.
Everywhere.
And it's.
There's no cam. It's even in Target, there's a camera.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. My God.
So there you have it.
What a nightmare.
Needless to say, we had already been drinking.
I just love, like, the visual of your husband being, like, you're coming back with him, and he's just like, ugh.
All I see is his hands up in his
he's
body.
He's like the emoticon of that girl that's like,
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I lost the other one. Like, what are the chances?
That's what I said. Crazy.
That's what I said. I was like, what?
There was one person for you to...
Oh, Lord. Yeah. So there you go.
Jesus.
We're supposed to go to the beach this weekend. Keep them close. I'm going to keep them close.
Don't go get it. Don't go get a juice.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you can find Anna on Twitter at The Real Anna Ortiz.
Yeah, that's my Insta, too.
Hey, guys.
It's your what?
My Instagram.
Oh, it's your Insta, too.
This is what my daughter
You're trying to say institute, and you were, like, leaving off.
It's my institute. I was like, wow. You have an institutionalized. Yeah. So you have an Anna Ortiz.
I'm a university.
Institute.
No big deal.
I got my degree at Trump University. And I started my own. Super easy,
so
guys.
Legit.
It's super easy.
I filled out the rest twice.
And we have plenty of pens.
What were you going to say?
No, on just Twitter that it's the same one.
Okay.
The same name. The same stupid fucking handle.
For both. Hey, man, dig in. That's... Yeah, and she's also on the Mindy Project this season.
Yeah, I'm doing like 4 episodes on it. It's really super awesome. Fun.
Yay, that show is great. If you haven't watched that show, you should start from the beginning and watch the whole thing.
That's
it's
what I had to
do
because I actually hadn't watched it and I started to, and it is
it's so funny.
It's hysterically funny. Yeah, it's really good. Good cast.
Yeah, super great.
I love that Ike.
The only problem is you're in a scene with him and you're laughing so much that it's
everything he does is so funny.
Wait, which one's Ike?
Ike Barinholtz. He's the tall one. He's kind of like on the show. He's kind of a dodo.
He's like the dumb nurse.
Yes.
Oh my God, he's so funny. He's super
like,
funny.
He's got great.
He's like a
timing.
Big golden retriever, right?
Yeah. Smart, funny, cool. Yeah. And he's a dad, got 2 littles.
Come on our show.
2 daughters. Yeah. 2 girls, so a guy with these 2 fabulous little girls. He's
awesome.
Such a good daddy.
I can totally imagine him being a good dad
for
2 little girls.
Yeah.
Please find us on Facebook. Please like our podcast. What does that mean? No. Please subscribe to
our
podcast.
Follow us.
Rate us.
Love us.
Find us. Love me. Love me.
Love
me.
Right?
Just do it.
And you.
But I don't know why.
Is this Dream Girls? Is that what's happening?
Dream Girls.
And also, please send us your shit shows via email at whymommydrinkspodcast@gmail.com. That's one of those things where it's like, well, it's Why Mommy Drinks Podcast every time. Fuck it. Let's just double down. It's just that all the time. And what else? You can find me, Betsy Stover, on Twitter. You can find Amanda Allen on Twitter.
Yeah. And share it with your friends.
Oh, my God. Please tell somebody.
Go online. Tell people about it. As soon as you're having a bad day, be like, dude, listen to this show. It'll help you feel like
Moms
you're a better
unite.
Mother.
Moms unite. We only have each other.
Yeah.
Anna. As a person who has lost her children, yes, I want you to know that podcast. You are doing a great job.
I think you're just the grooviest.
And as a person who has triple cried in her car outside of every school my child has ever gone to, you are a wonderful, sensitive human being. Aww. And a good mom.
Yeah, thank you're doing a great you job. Too. Thank you.
Yes, as someone who hates filling out those forms.
Oh, like I said, I would have thrown that pen.
You know, and getting the side eye from the lady behind the desk. I feel you. And you are a good, wonderful mother.
Thank
even if you didn't bring snacks.
Oh, yeah, I never heard the end of that. Yeah, that was the other thing. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, yes, during the orientation, they were like, I'm hangry. And I was like, digging in the bag.
Oh, pull out your breast. You're like, just do something.
They kind of work a little bit. I don't know. Squeeze something out of there. I had one like adult granola bar. Like it wasn't
and
like
they hate it.
Yeah,
and
they like,
hate
I didn't it. Want that.
And the baby like was like like sobbing and like
there's
eating
a ghost
it.
In there.
It's another mother who didn't finish her forms.
Why is that see-through old lady looking at me? What?
I said the ghost was another mother who didn't finish her forms.
I died.
But for you listeners out there, you find yourself stuck in an auditorium with a pen that's rolling down hill faster than you are. Or you're at the beach and your husband lost all your kids. Or you're just stuck behind a millennial and they don't care.
They don't care.
Because they don't. So I'm sure that we'll be there when our kids are teenagers and we're going to be like, fuck, you don't care. So if that happens to you, just know that you're doing a great job.
We're here for you.
My mommy drinks.